Today on WGN Radio, we devote the day to the reality of Alzheimer's. We invited top doctors, researchers, and advocates to discuss where we stand in the fight against this disease. Now, here's Bob Surratt.
And with us is Melissa Tucker, Director of Family Services for the Alzheimer's Association of Illinois chapter. Good morning to you, Melissa. Let's talk first about the prevention of Alzheimer's and steps we can take to prevent it. And it seems like every day there's another story in the news about exercise or multivitamins. What's the latest on this?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, everybody's concerned about the risk for cognitive decline, and growing evidence is showing that people can reduce their risk by adopting some lifestyle habits, as many of these as possible, really. And first off, like you mentioned, exercise, engage in regular cardiovascular exercise. We've seen that as little as 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, appears to reduce the risk of cognitive decline and may even slow it, even with people that already have been diagnosed. We're always telling people what's good for the heart is good for the brain, so follow a heart-healthy diet and do all of those things that we know we should do to prevent cardiovascular disease and stroke. You know, manage your weight, certainly manage high blood pressure. We're seeing correlation between high blood pressure and a risk of cognitive decline, manage diabetes. And then, other things are also, we're seeing a lot of research about the need for good sleep. So if you have a condition like sleep apnea, it's really important to talk to your doctor about that. Not getting enough sleep does appear to increase your risk for developing dementia.
Well, what about all the work being done, different companies looking for either a single treatment or something to slow the disease progression, if not to cure it? Are you optimistic about the research being done?
I know that people in research are more excited than they've ever been. I'm not a researcher. You know, I'm not involved in the research. I'm not a neurologist. But I know from hearing the reports back from our recent international research conference that people are very excited and talking about a variety of treatments that they hope are going to be in the pipeline soon.
We should talk about caregivers, too, because this is so stressful. And talk a little bit about the symptoms of caregiver burnout.
Right. Yeah, I work with caregivers every day, and it is very stressful. It's one of the most stressful things that a person can undergo, being a caregiver of somebody with dementia. Symptoms of caregiver stress are feeling anger and frustration at the person with dementia. And of course, it's normal to have those feelings, but when it becomes overwhelming, that's a sign that burnout is setting in. When people begin to withdraw socially from their friends, from activities that they used to enjoy because they're exhausted or they're overwhelmed, that's a sign of burnout. I talk to a lot of people who feel a lot of anxiety about the future. They have trouble sleeping. They might begin to be depressed. And of course, all of those things have real health risks, including risks of cognitive decline for the caregivers. So it's really important that caregivers get support and not try to do it all by themselves, because it really is overwhelming.
And so as far as helping caregivers and also maybe some tips on how caregivers can help themselves, what do you have to say on that?
If you know someone who's a caregiver, reach out, be a listening ear, offer to stay with a person with a dementia so that they can get a break, offer to do things like help with the yard work or do groceries. You know, sometimes people will start out after the diagnosis and say, hey, just let me know if you need anything. But sometimes if you make those really concrete suggestions, it can be helpful. Here at the Alzheimer's Association, we have a lot of supports for caregivers. We have caregiver support groups, which I think are so important to have that community of people that know what you're going through and where you can speak really frankly about your situation. And we also have a 24-hour helpline, 1-800-272-3900. And you can call and speak to a counselor or a social worker anytime at that number for resources and support and information that, that will be helpful to you as a caregiver.
Repeat that number for us, Melissa.
1-800-272-3900.
And circle Saturday, October 8th on the calendar, big doings at Soldier Field. It's the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And how can folks get in on this?
Yeah, we'd love to see everybody out at the walk. If you just, you can Google Walk to End Alzheimer's Chicago and it'll come right up. You can call that helpline number. You can go to our website and register. Come out. It's a great day. There's a lot of activities. We have some really powerful speakers lined up. You can see all of the people that have been impacted by this disease, which itself is very powerful. And it's just a great day, and it raises those funds that go to research and keep programs like the helpline going.
Melissa Tucker, Director of Family Services for the Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter. And again, make sure you mark that Saturday, October 8th, Soldier Field. We have a team from WGN Radio. You can walk with John Williams or start your own team or donate. And again, for more info on that, alz.org/Illinois, alz.org/Illinois. Melissa, thank you so much, and good luck to you and the organization.
Thank you, and thanks for walking with us. We really appreciate it.
Take care now.